Welcome to the Coach Santiago Podcast, where Coach Santiago shares his expert knowledge of athletic development, coaching tips, advice for parents of athletes, and how you can turn your passion for the sport into your business. Coach Santiago has over a decade of experience and has worked with over 2,500 athletes with programs generating over $10 million in sales and $2.5 million in college scholarships since 2003. We hope you enjoy each episode, and remember, coaching is an action, not a position.
All right, guys, Coach Santiago here with another video blog for you guys to kind of digest. And some information from my many years in running baseball events and being a part of baseball, for the last 13 years. And the subject matter I want to cover today is the backstop. And this is kind of where everybody kind of congregates as they're watching their players and understanding that, not everybody's a baseball person. So just really want to direct this piece of information today to our baseball and softball parents that are out there watching and listening to this today. The backstop is one of the areas that I found, can be very positive for a player, but more than likely it's very detrimental to a player and more importantly to a parent and their understanding of what's going on in the game. Number one thing you have to understand is most of what you hear behind a backstop are emotional thoughts, irrational thoughts, either good or bad, right? So you might have somebody that's overly excited or overly emotional and everybody's watching their kid, and you might have some parents back there that've got a couple other kids that have gone through the program, and this might be your first time going through a travel program. And so the first thing I would tell you is that you need to make your own independent judgments of what you're seeing, hearing, what your views are on your son's performance, coaching performances, and you've got to kind of understand you need to block out everything else, okay? Because by far in my time spending running tournaments, running baseball teams, running training events, the backstop is the number one source for just what I call false information. It's just not accurate. It's a view, it's an opinion. It's no different than, going to a party and thinking that everything that everybody says at a party is factual information. Now take that setting and multiply it times, everybody watching their prized possession in an element of competition, okay? Doesn't really set itself up to give yourself accurate depiction of what's really going on. I just see a lot of parents make decisions based on their kid and where they play and how they play and what they're going to invest their hard-earned money on based upon something that somebody told them. You wouldn't believe the amount of times I've walked up to a parent and said, hey, heard Johnny's doing this, or hey, heard you guys join this program, or hey, whatever. And I said, why did you guys do that? Or what led you to that decision? Well, we heard you have to do this and do that. And, it's just one of those things that I always advise parents, especially when it comes to your kids. They are at their young, formative years. Who you surround them with, what you surround them in, what you put in them is very, very important at this particular time in their life. And we shouldn't make those decisions based on a rumor or something somebody else said, who may have heard that from somebody else, and now all of a sudden we're playing telephone and it's not really accurate information. So the number one thing I would tell you is it's just, a really bad source to grab information as it pertains to you making your decisions. All right, so point number two I wanna make on the backstop issue as it pertains to baseball and softball, is there's an old saying amongst the people who are actually in the baseball and softball business. And that saying is that ignorance is very profitable. There are a lot of organizations out there that pump a lot of money into making sure that parents are saying certain things, and that their view of an event, a program, a training program, a coach, a mentor is something, okay? That, you know, they're spending that with marketing dollars, they're doing that by word of mouth, they're driving that message out through social media. So the first thing I would ask you guys to do is, beyond understanding the first point that I made as far as understanding that's just not a good source of information, is understanding that that information that you're usually hearing needs to be re-qualified by you doing your own investigation and educating yourself on who these people are that are involved in our space, okay? One of the things that really, really concerns me about the industry that I've been involved with for the last 13 years is that there are no barriers to entry. There are no governing bodies out there holding people accountable for their behavior at times, and it's very dangerous, okay? And it's very profitable for people to stay in that particular pocket, you know? And I've just heard of thousands upon thousands of emails that I've seen or conversations that I've had over the last 13 years where a parent has taken thousands of their hard-earned dollars, put their kids in a program because there was some vision sold to them, and then at the end of that particular cycle, they realize that they've been had. They realize that somebody else is laughing all the way to the bank. So this idea that ignorance in our space that lacks governance and lacks the educational platforms for parents to have can be very, very profitable is something to keep in mind. Most of you out there are very educated. You understand business. You understand life. And you're running tremendous households and living great lives. But when it comes to this particular, you know, part of your life, a lot of us are out there allowing ourselves to make decisions just based on what's popular. And again, that popularity has usually been paid for by somebody or some company. And it's just important that we know that as we move forward. All right, so my last point on the issues facing us as we go back behind a backstop and watch our boys and girls play baseball and softball is you need to really understand that whether you're a parent of a 10-year-old or a parent of a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old or a 17-year-old, there's another level that you're trying to get to. There's usually a reason driving you and your son or daughter in being involved in the sport. And I really ask of you guys as parents and as leaders of your households to really educate yourself on you and on your particular player. What's important to them? I see a lot of parents making decisions based on what's important to you as the parent, and the player necessarily doesn't get what he or she is looking for. So spend that time around the dinner table or around the coffee table at home, really saying and talking and developing some conversation around what's important to us as a family. What are we looking for? And then try to marry that to whatever solution you think is out there for that, okay? Versus, again, the culture's been bought and sold a million times. There's a reason why people have this buzz about this or that, okay? That's been paid for. And think about the baseball and softball industries. Okay, you've got these players and these parents all hopeful of something, and there's no governance and there's no policies holding people accountable to deliver services. And a person can just literally go from one sector of the country to another sector running the same program or the same quote-unquote scam, okay? There's no governing body holding people accountable. So what we do have control over, though, is what our family mantra is, what we believe in, what's important to us, what we want to do, and then, you know, that'll really help clear the smoke and mirrors that's going on for you. You'll have an absolute focus about what's important to your player, to you as a family. And you know, if you're all about, hey, we need to be out there, we need to be showcased, and development is not something that's very important, that's okay. There are programs out there that speak exactly to that. If your stance as a family is that you want development over showcasing, then make those types of decisions, okay? And those things can change year to year. You know, when your son's 15 or 16, he may not want to showcase. He may want to really work on his skills. So get involved in programs that allow him to do that. When he's 16, 17, he may say, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, I'm really wanting to get myself out there against the best players in the country to showcase my talents and just challenge myself. Then make decisions based along that. But, you know, there's an old thing I used to tell guys that I would advise on the college placement side. Either you're going to make the decision or the decision is going to be made for you. It's just that simple. It's black or it's white. And I feel the same way when advising parents. If we are educated on what's important in our household and about our player and what we're looking for, we will then be in a position, and only then, to make the decision. If we don't spend the time doing that, the decision will be made for you because you'll be rushing through that process. You won't really know what you're looking for, and you'll just take the best deal in your mind is available to you. So I hope this stuff helps you guys as you're preparing to sit behind many a backstop, as you will, as your kids mature through the sport of baseball and softball. And, you know, just understand that there are going to be a lot of mistakes made. But hopefully, if we can follow this formula and understand what we're trying to talk about here today through this podcast and blog, that you guys can hopefully be in a little bit of a better position. As always, you guys can call me at 407-797-8116 or email me directly at coachsantiago8@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today, and hopefully you guys found this helpful.